Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here, we encourage metaphorically intuitive visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And hey, you never know, what you have to say might be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who took time out on this Tuesday night, September 14th, the Rock Out With Me on the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. And big shout out to everybody who listens via web. I can't see you, but I do appreciate the time and effort that you put in to be a part of the show. So with that being said, I hope you guys are ready to rock out. I know I am. So if you're not feeling good, I hope you are. And if you are, if you're not feeling good, I hope you can get to the point of feeling good. But either way, let's play something that hopefully makes you feel good. So let's get it.
Yo, I feel like I'm 5 years old in this
good
joint.
Something you can vibe to.
15 to 9 years old, yeah. Place. This track takes me way back to being a child. Waking up in the summer, bright eyes and big smile. I ain't gotta go to school and I'm cool with that. Free breakfast at the rec where the food is at. Chocolate milk and a donut, I'm back outside. What up? Football in the street, small bodies collide with the concrete. Somebody call out time. We had to move to the side, let the cars pass by. They back in the street, we playing again. But it ain't official till somebody call time in. Time it ends of the evening and my family is party. And grandmother drinking Seagram's, grandfather drink Bacardi and Coke. House filled with smoke from cigarettes. Commodores on vinyl, Sam Cooke on cassette. Cupid, please draw back your hold through this living room of drunks. Just let your arrow go before somebody throw a punch and start fighting again.
Yep.
Yeah, it happened every weekend at the Tumble Inn. That's what my house was called. It's like the best of both worlds. We brawl and have a ball in the same breath, in the same night. You can have a fair party and a fair fight. From like sunset Friday night to like sunrise Monday morn. This is how we got it on. I don't know about y'all, but I'm born for this. See, my life is the best of performances. I'm just waiting for cameramen to leap out of the bushes to show me some more video footage of mama cooking. The big wooden fork and his spoon up on the wall. The Jesus Christ carpet in the car playing dog. I know this ain't the typical format for songs, but why tell a story if I ain't gon' tell it all? The bad, the good, the birds, the hood, the love, the fear, the birth, the death, the tears, the mouth, the wild things that we used to do. Still cable, water, gas, and electric too. So if you happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good.
Come on.
Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, we feel good, say it. Yeah, we feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survived, happy that we found the love of God inside. I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, you feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo, 1-3, 4 plays.
tight sloppy so ass yours. In the
studio
view.
With my man, the right watch and view. Doing the right
all
thing.
The VA.
And y'all never thought y'all be
days.
It's a spoken word
holding me down.
Check
13 and Nazareth
in the building.
Out. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
and I'm out.
Uh-huh.
And I'm happy to be alive. Happy that I survived. Happy that I found the love of God inside. I feel good, say
yep.
it. I feel good, say
yep.
it. I feel good, say
yep.
it. I feel good.
Uh-huh.
Put your hands up in the sky. Put your hands up in the sky. Swing them from the left to right. Swing them.
I reach the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me. I'm loving me. Constantly. I love everywhere I've been. I love everything I've done. I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells. And I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back. Possibly because I love every man that's black. From the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack. Cause I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time. Whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime. Or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision. I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye. That's when I'm standing in the mirror. And the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God. Now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace. I drop my pride, and I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now. Because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
Yeah, this it right here, y'all. Yeah, this that new vibe. Take it back for a second to the AZ day. Yeah, I'm just another overrated quote and underrated MC. Which one is true? Which one is false? Both fit with MV. Philosophical thoughts are too deep for what y'all are mine. But they'll still catch a good face. Tells me without a sign is nothing like the first few verses. This is deeper like a woman who can cook through it all. This a keeper. I've been ran out of ink, but my message would never fail. Though a blind man can even read this to check the braille flow. I leave a mark. I leave an indention. This is my legacy. Reminiscing on memories. All the places I'd rather be gone. See everybody talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see you through, don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son, speaking the code, count clicks. See, this is more, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name, this is my stage. We lose our soldiers and faith, I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping another page, what can I say? Look for the bay, hoping to say they are the rage in the day. Because I ain't safe. The mix you're flipping these scratches, that's me. Lyrical pegs, you wait till it hits you, I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation, what have you stuck again? Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
Ill Nation. About circumstances and situations that you yourself create. Because whatever situation you're in right now, whether you want to believe it or not, you made it. Petty decisions are often over-contemplated. Thoughts like, I wonder if she loves me, or I wonder if he'll be true. Wasting valuable time trying to get to know someone else when what you need to do is get to know you. Relationships supported by superficial foundations that are guaranteed not to work. Obsessed with the desire to make a change in others, but not willing to make a change in yourself first. Overreceptive to obvious lies, while looking straight into deceptive eyes. Thinking outside your natural state of mind, just to pacify a nagging lifelong ache. Deficiencies in the feelings of self-worth and self-love create delusions, making the crooked appear straight. But like they say, whoever they is, all is fair in the game of love. I heard somewhere that the name of the game was to play or get played on. And if you're really paying attention to what's going on out here today, the name of the game might not be so wrong. You saw the truth when it was shown, but you decided not to look. You were probably preoccupied with those artificial good looks or those potential transactions from wallet to pocketbook and from pocketbook to wallet. The truth is often discarded by the way the relationship started. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. What was once natural for procreation has fallen to a pointless, dehumanizing, life-risking sin. in the minds of men, lust is mistaken for love, and guilt-induced paranoia changes that phony hug into an angry shove, and an angry shove into a violent push, and that violent push into an ugly situation. Now you're afraid to look, giving all of you only to be unappreciated while neglecting your own self. And you asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused. You asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused. Yeah, I can believe it. Abandoning lifelong dreams and aspirations, then feeling that it's too late when the truth is finally discovered. What kind of love makes one lay down their own life just to cater to or assume the life of another? My sisters, my brothers, and others, we must pull back the covers and blind us from our eyes and realize that just like oppressed roots will continue to grow, the seeds and offspring will continue to be traumatized. So many lives are destroyed and ruined because people simply don't know what they're doing. Being disrespectful yet wanting respect, having the audacity to ridicule other people's ways, and you ain't even got your own ways in check. Expecting everything but never willing to give. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. Deceptive from the start, just to satisfy a carnal desire. But a seed has been planted, so the stakes just got higher. So many fights, so many wars, childish name-calling to even the score. Are you dreaming of a life where there's peace within? Well, here's a solution. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Now that's definitely a solution. That's definitely a solution. A solution.
He watched endlessly, night after night, as she poured her heart out on stage, replaying images of thoughts, emotions, unable to resist the passion that burned inside of each simile she gave birth to. Spilling her ink, which formed into tears on the drenched platform that lay before her, as she drowned the audience with expression, making love to each stanza. Immersed with great sentiment, she remained afloat, powerless, like a puppet on a string, as if he were Pinocchio and she Geppetto. Her words pulled each chord, moving him to think outside the box, the comfort zone that held him hostage, imprisoned by ridiculous preferences of what ought to be, not what is. His heart cried out for more. Infatuated with each metaphoric line that pieced together her design. Puzzled, yet feeling a little out of place, he began to adjust his attire. Shifting his clothes in place, however feeling misplaced. This is not what he expected. How dare she be more than hips, lips, and fingertips? Having no alternative but to dig deeper. For this was only the surface. Wiping the slate clean, he rewrote the chapter. Her voice erupted like Mount Vesuvius. Relaying pipe through her vocals, his cerebellum climax. Reaching a zenith of pure ecstasy. Gathering the jigsaw pieces that embodied her. Internalizing the inevitable. For she is poetry. Thank you.
Whatever you're searching for, you won't find it here. I admit something keeps pulling me back into your atmosphere. I'm really good at mistakes. All the marks I left on the page, they seem to never want to disappear. Why do you still come on style when all I do is push, push, push you away? I really, really want to take a chance on you, but I hesitate. Yeah. I'm afraid to start. Don't want to break your heart. Just finished picking up the pieces of this maze. I never meant to hurt nobody, but now I tend to move slowly. Cause if I ever slip from your fingertips, my name will be stained on your lips. It seems like everybody's watching to see what my next move is. Should I proceed with caution, or should I just dive in? I'm fine with taking it slow, enjoy life on my own. But I can be confusing sometimes, I know. I'm surprised you're still around. Cause baby, all I do is push, push, push you away. I really, really wanna take a chance on you, but I hesitate. I'm afraid to start. Don't wanna break your heart. Just finished picking up the pieces from this maze. I never meant to hurt nobody, but now I tend to move slowly. Cause if I ever slip from your fingertips, my name will be stained on your lips. Nothing wrong with taking my time with love. Don't wanna be the bad guy again, no. Don't wanna be the bad guy again, yeah. Still working out the kinks in my tainted love. Colors bleed out from my heart to his. Different shades that I can't predict, no. Nothing wrong with taking my time with love.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. I do want to give a shout-out to everybody who's listening via web. I can't see you, but I do appreciate the time that you take out to rock out with me. So with that being said, I want to open up the open mic lines for anybody who would like to give a shout out, who wants to do some poetry, you want to sing a song, you want to share in general, feel free to do so. I will be dropping a gem or a nugget today. As I learn and I grow, you know, I try to pass it on to you. You can do what you want to with it either way. It's something I'm learning and hopefully it touches you too. But with that being said, I got Miss Tamika on the line. What's up, Tamika? How you doing?
Miss China, I'm doing good. It's glad to be on. I'm glad to be on the line, and you had me crying. Second one you played, you had me crying, and You know my story. You know what I'm going through, and
right.
And I'm telling you that one particular poem says everything to me about what I'm going through, and I'm not even gonna get up here crying. But, however, I'll talk to you at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Love you, Ms. Tyner.
Love you, too. Hang on in there with me. Don't go nowhere. Enjoy the show. All right. That was Tamika in the building. Appreciate your support and the love that we received, most definitely. And I also have a special guest on the line. What's up? What's up, Shawnee? Just want you to just say hello real quick. Everybody can hear you. What's up, Shawnee?
Hello, everybody.
Good night.
How are you doing tonight? But I hope you are well, wherever you are in the world.
Peace. All right, everybody. That was Shawnee in the building all the way from Maryland. All right. So with that being said, I don't know if y'all ready to get this party started, but I'm ready to get this party started. So let's get it. I want to hear about Brennan being a rapper.
Hey, I don't think they're ready for this one, man. I don't know if anybody ready for it. Yo, shout out J-F-Y-I. Yeah.
They say I'm a rapper, I say no. They say, but you can't deny you got that flow. I say,
I am a poem. Off the tongue of a chap-lift soothsayer with buck teeth chomping at the bit to tell you that ink spills like oil by the hand that put it there. Don't make your page an ocean and mine the congressman's daughter's trust fund when both pages are filled by the same crude inspiration. Don't paint my passion and impact as popular. It is purpose. It is a Roberta Flack vibrato, a Bob Dylan guitar riff, both soulful and socially relevant. You will not martyr your malcontent than Scottsboro 9 my significance, pushing people to consider someone else's words over mine, then lock me into a category I cannot escape from. There is wisdom. In collard green concertos, seasoned with fatback discernment, cured in the southern sun, I feel uncomfortable around you sometimes. Like a cherry orchard in the middle of a landfill, right with the realization of how bad this world can be, when natural selection is the process by which you think this art form will evolve, I am an origami slave ship. Ancestry force folded into this imperialistic impotence where it makes sense to screw with people's lives but never come to understand the extent of the damage caused. You will not exoticize my craftsmanship, can't you see? We are all broken Macy's Christmas bowls. Fractured fragments of foregone conclusion that every good thing comes to an end. I want to pour you a bowl of cereal. Fill it with milk like Elmer's glue so that I can restore the innocent adhesive you used to have, and I want them to be Cheerios, so that when that cereal touches your lips, those small puckers can kiss you comfortable in your own skin, so you do not battle the perception of what comes with mine. For too long you have been living loud in silence, never speaking to the heart of me dying to meet you. I have wished for something more, but it seems that these slam competitions have made us believe that it's okay to screw each other over, but I don't want to be infected with malice, believing there is something against me hidden inside of you like Trojan horses, so I pop condom wrappers like Oxycontin trying to cover up my disgust. I swallow my pride when the sun rises like morning after pills, so I don't birth any conflict, but I've had enough. I'm letting my pen fight. I have nicknamed it Emiliana Zapata because is it better to spit on your feet than live on your knees? I am a sycamore. With poems like strange fruit dangling from my tongue, a label around my neck like an albatross, I grow wiser, I grow stronger. I am Lena Horne's raspy revolution. I am Josephine Baker's underappreciated brilliance. I am Lauryn Hill's misunderstood insanity. Dave Chappelle's radical refusal. I am Ginsberg's late night indulgences and Norman Rockwell's perfectly painted paradox. I am here. I am a poem just like you.
As I sit back and I realize, and I think about how you had me mesmerized, coming around that corner whistling, "Don't worry, be happy." From that very moment when I looked into your eyes, as Monica said, I had love all over me. Some may think I'm weak for you. What they don't know is I'm the one that's gonna ride for you. So as far as I can see, you are the soul that God put on this earth for me. Perfect? No, you're not. But no fool can ever take your spot. Ups and downs, through the good and the bad, your strength endures is what keeps me from being mad. No one really knows our story. Some claim to know where we come from. But what they don't know is that we have two hearts beating as one. So no matter what others say, who cares how they feel, as long as we know we are the real deal. We have that inconvenience love, meaning we have that get rough type love, that sometimes we need that tough kind of love. Computer love? No, it's real love. It's all sent from the man up above. My DMX, I'm his EVE, like Sonny and Cher. I got you, babe.
Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Sometimes you have to speak the word over yourself. Depression is all around. But God is present help when the enemy created world. But remember giants, they do fall. Speak up yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord.
It happened.
woke up one morning with you on my mind. No matter what I did, couldn't stop thinking about you. Wanting this that replay of yesterday. Cause somebody loved you, baby. Whoa, somebody loved you, baby. And you know, and you know it. Yeah. It's me, it's me, it's me, yeah. Whoa. What God has for me, it is for me. Oh, what God has for me, it is for me. And I know without a doubt that he will bring me out. Cause what God has for me, it is for me. It is for me. It is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. And I know without a doubt that he will bring me out. Cause what God has for me, what God has for me, yeah, what God has for me, it is for me, oh, 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 it is for me.
Now you get another chance tomorrow. I don't hustle like that. I hustle like this. There's not a second left. You know that tomorrow I'm hustling like there's only one more second left of this hustle.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take none of this personal, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
Nation.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, I let the label got ghost, and they ain't even had a ton of boasts. Cause I've been, I ain't dropped a song in 3 weeks. They thinking Neil will wouldn't sleep, but I'm in it still. Like I'm not the LS no more, thinking I don't even kill it no more. Nah, homie, I'm just, don't mention me in your post. Don't invite me to your party or your show, I can't make it because, yeah, I'm still in the G, but you don't really see me out much. But that's only cause I'm, they wanna talk about my work ethic. So I work at it and put that, and they turn around in my inbox looking for a verse and they say, yo, I see you live, but I'ma hit you right back. Like, I'ma hit you right back, matter of fact.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, put your hands together.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, oh, I ain't finished. I ain't finished.
And I don't feature on a track with nobody, cause they treat the rap game as a hobby, man. They ain't really, they don't even reach out to your boy. They ain't thinking on rap anymore. That's cool, huh? Working on my day job till I get the dream job like G-Wood. Man, man. And I do it track for track. Matter of fact, back to back. Yo, church, by the time I'm 25, no more 8 to 5. I'm a rap that stay alive. I'm a butt that. I'm trying to get the sponsorship. So when you see me in Adidas, man, you better believe that, duh.
You wanna know why I shine? I'll tell you my secret is simple. The Lord bear said, well, you ain't got time to waste. So if you ain't moving forward, it's a waste. Just tell him.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
You hear that? I said,
don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take it personal in it all, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
I gotta get to work.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Let's rock, yo.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Work, yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working, working.
If you gonna get this money, you gonna have to go out and get it, man.
Don't
ain't nobody gonna give
me,
you.
I'm working.
You feeling? God sent me here to inspire you.
Don't bother
you understand?
Me, I'm working.
Yeah. This feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China. That's right. What we call her, what we call it, China. It feels so good. I like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo China, what up? Illusion, queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable, feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves to the art. And hey, you never know. What you have to say might be exactly what someone needs to hear. So I just want to, actually, I was about to put some mine on the line. Man, I think the call dropped. So with that being said, I'm going to keep right on rocking with the next track. So let's get it.
No one
born again
can enter the kingdom unless he
born again.
Flesh give birth to flesh, but the spirit give birth to spirit. Yo, you gotta be
born again.
I tell you the truth, no one
born again
can enter the kingdom unless he
born again.
Flesh give birth to flesh, but the spirit give birth to spirit. Yo, you gotta be.
You haven't lost the vision when others do. Just make sure you never close your eyes, because procession is only bound by its beholder. Branches lose leaves while fruits decompose on the ground. Will this make a tree less valuable if its roots are still not intact? So don't lose faith in your dreams. Every year we have a season to harvest.
Born again,
I tell you the truth, no one
born again
can enter the kingdom unless he
born again.
Flesh give birth to flesh, but the spirit give birth to spirit. Yo, you gotta be
born again.
I tell you the truth, no one
born again
can enter the kingdom unless he
born again.
Flesh give birth to flesh, but the spirit give birth to spirit. Yo, you gotta be.
When your sight is in full bloom to reap its benefits from your upcoming season of love, born again, season they prepare for all greatness. Trading doubts from parallel into perpendicular, because you're crossing the threshold of your real purpose to enjoy your life. Mediocrity and strife, complaining what's about and right now right. When others you allow to instruct your motives and objectives, forgetting about our seasons that change, and yet people also do too. A time for love and also for pain, a moment for cleansing when all you once had purified will become stained. The important is to remember it's only for a season, that your visions are a celestial reason, so don't allow others to form treason.
Born again.
I tell you the truth, no one
born again
can enter the kingdom unless he
born again.
Flesh give birth to flesh, but the spirit give birth to spirit. Yo, you gotta be
born again.
I tell you the truth, no one
born again
can enter the kingdom unless he
born again.
Flesh give birth to flesh, but the spirit give birth to spirit. Yo, you gotta be.
For the better, take a second, let me pour all my love letter. Let me help you take off your shoes and tie your shoestring. Take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water. Whatever you desire, I'll fire. Sing you a song. Turn the game on. I'll brush your hair.
What's up, everybody? By the open mic lines, this is your girl China with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. And I'm honored to have Derek on the line. What's up, Derek?
Hey, how's it going?
Doing pretty good. Honored to have you on the line. Can't wait for you to share your piece.
Okay, just let me know when you're ready.
The floor is yours.
I don't have no music. But I'd be glad to share it.
You don't need none, but you can do your thing. The floor is yours.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2. I said, I grew up in the city streets with holes in my clothes, bummy shoes on my feet. Sometimes when I was hungry, there was nothing to eat. Other times in the winter, there was no heat. said we would all freeze. It was 10 degrees. I would see my mother bound to her knees. She cried then, nah, then prayed to God that time for Tucson wouldn't be so hard, yo. But out on the streets, you know our life was rougher. The dream of getting rich made a man tougher. 20 miles get you 40, 40 miles get you 80. 80 for my lady, that's fine but shady. I'm laying in the gutter, hanging with my brother. My pops got so drunk, he used to stutter. Beat up on my mother, for no reason why. Till this day, I tried not to get high. The streets got it good, but I should warn you, there's a drugstore set up on every corner, selling dope, smoke, smack, and crack, a lack of lactocess that's blessed in the chunk, chunky blacks. Yo, temptation reaching for my veins. I didn't let drugs overcome my brains, cause drugs to your body, a mess with your head, yo, and makes you part of the living dead. So I went to school. I learned too good. I learned to understand all that I could. Thought I could skip a letter from L to Z, and so I took to the streets for my college degree. Yo, my teachers were the hustlers, scholars, and bums, and my class was survival. School was the slum. Math was counting money, large candy, no doubt. Yo, my homework was knocking motherfuckers out. And gym is when I had to run from the cops, and history was who was on top. I would hear about the death of a neighborhood crook. Said I didn't want to be in those history books, so I got myself legal, as easy as pie. A legal crook, I got a suit and tie, like a crooked politician selling dreams and lies so he can rob you blind, then tell you why. Get the most finesse, then pocket the rest. Kickbacks, hitting facts, the best to interest. Build a better bomb, then raid attack. Yo, you know Tucson wouldn't keep you on wax, because I'm the kind of king that'll open doors, so let me live my life and you live yours. That's about it. That's all I got for you. And if you want to hear something else, I can continue.
Let's get it, man. You killed it. I'm so glad to have you on the line.
Okay, thank you so much for putting me down.
Anytime, and anytime you want to. If you got another one, let's bring it. Let's get it.
Okay, I can bring it. I can go like this. I can say photographers, grouping, fans, and reporters have all come out with their sons and daughters. Over 5 million people outside all day because the world want to hear what Tucson's got to say. I went outside. It got quiet as a mouse. I stood on top of an abandoned house, and the people who crowd as I turned them out, because no one man can make the world go around. No man, not even me, the greatest MC. And though you know you want to be, you couldn't be me. But you got to be free, plus I must repeat. I'm already ready, I'm bad. Because I dropped in this place by accident. And I resent to represent the magnificent intelligent. That's why I'm on the mic with this statement. That the parties I sent, for that's I meant. I feel confident. I'm a resident, but I'm the president of this establishment. So whatever you said, got a document for every red cent that you spent to help pay the rent for this announcement. I can chill it. I can flow. I can go. I can go.
You want to hear some more? You better get it. You better get it. I'm just saying, thank you for sharing your gift, and thank you, Dorothy, for sharing your wonderful husband with us. Y'all are amazing to me. I love it. Y'all fly as I don't know what. I love it.
Okay.
Everybody, that's Derek in the building. What you say, Dorothy?
I said, you're welcome.
Anytime, man. That was fire. We over here dancing.
Right.
All
I
right.
Can kill it.
Well, look, you can use this platform to share your gifts. Feel free. You heard all over the world. So,
okay.
Big shout out.
All
yes,
over.
Yes. We got, I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening. Via web, I can't see you, but I see the stats later. Big shout out to Russia listening. We got Chile listening. We got Botswana listening. We have 242 Bahamas in the building. We have London. We got Paris. We got Australia. We got 89% of the United States listening to this show. And I'm so grateful that we are continuing to grow. And I'm very grateful just to have you guys flowing with me. We've been doing this thing going on 8 years now. It'll be 8 years, November 12th. So we started 11/12/13, and we're still rocking. So I appreciate the support, the love. Keep passing it along. In the words of my uncle, who Maurice, who passed away, he's a wonderful business owner. I learned a lot from him. But he always said, tell a friend, tell a friend. So tell a friend, tell a friend. Let's keep passing this thing along. This is a positive platform for you to share your gift. We do keep it clean up here. But share your gift. Feel free to do that. you know, and be you. Whether you're rapping, singing, poetry, telling short stories, comedy, even if you don't perform, share your business so we can support your business. I'm all about support. We're all about support up here with the Miracle Factor Radio Show. And share your gifts. And feel free to send your tracks in to lyricalcipherradioshow@gmail.com. Again, that's lyricalcipherradioshow@gmail.com. That's Cipher, C-Y-P-H-E-R. And we do this every Tuesday night. And 9 o'clock, I just flow with it. So I don't have no particular time that I stay on. So you got to catch me at 9. And we just rock with it from there. So I might go to 11. I might go to 10. I might go to 9:30. It just all depends. I'm just vibing with it. I always share a nugget or a gem as I learn and I grow. It might be even a funny gem or a funny nugget or whatever. But as I learn and I grow, I try my best to pass it on to you. And if you can do something with it, if you can use it, use it. If you can't, talk to it. I won't be offended because I'm just sharing you what I learned. And if you can do something with it, please feel free to do something. Feel free to do something with it. But I am learning for myself, and just something I've been thinking about today, is to continue to enjoy developing, enjoy the process, this process called life and this process that we have for our life, because getting to know you and who you are and what you like and what you love, it's a beautiful thing. We spend a lot of time making sure that we get to know other people and what they want and what they like, but wouldn't it be wonderful to get to know you as well? So enjoy getting to know you and becoming that better version of you, because you matter, you know? And the people that love you will recognize that you matter if they don't already. Some people do take you for granted, but I really believe God show up and show out for the ones that do, to show them who you are and your worth. So with that being said, I'm going to slide on into the next round of the Lyrical Cipher. And we're going to keep rocking just a little bit more. We're going to slide on out eventually. So I hope y'all are having fun. I know I am, and I'm very excited. So feel free to share your gifts. We do this every Tuesday night, 9 o'clock. So let's get it.
Ill Nation.
Ripton, North Carolina. And for those who don't know, back in 99 I took a trip to the countryside of Grifton, had a dip. Now I'm in a new city and it's strange, man, cause they don't even know my name. So I said, forget that, got a new place to get back, new place to chit chat on the other side of the bridge, I can't forget that. I really wanted a kid to afford tits, that, but what's that? The tick bike, rolling on the back road, trying to stand loose with no lassos. With the same group they call rascals, high off like no tobacco. Yo, trying to make it to the bridge, trying to do it big, trying to be the one to write it down and show you what I did. Trying to make a change, trying to make a difference, and if you can't tell me that, what's missing? You wanna be a small giant, just lift. You can't be negative of your thoughts, you won't make it. Can't be repetitive of your shots, you won't take it. I specialize in rhymes and keep it witty. No wounds up on my back, I play the room for my city. I'm from the G, what you rap? So I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G, what you rap? Yeah, I'm from the G, what you rap? So I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G, what you rap? I'm from the G, rapping from the G, so I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G, what you rap? Yeah, that's right, I'm from the G, what you rap? So I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G, what you rapping from the G? Okay, I made it to the bridge, I'm at the edge, on the trunk of the bike, but some people call them pegs. Coming off the third leg of the race, cause the anchor finna shred. Man, soon as I cross the bridge, it's gonna be dead. Let me explain. Never thought I'd really make it here, but look at me, now I really gotta take it there. Film rolling all in the city, trying to see who gon' really ride with me. I got my name on the front plate, y'all don't know it's me. Gotta make a change for y'all to notice me. Say I notice y'all, I don't want to fall. Gotta put you on my back, then grow with me. See, catch me at the shed, that's the stomping ground. Walking round, I seen the homie chop a chunk of deuces, reppin' G Champ. I see now it's about family and where it's at. So it's only right I put my city on my back. You can't
be negative of your thoughts, you won't make it. Can't be repetitive of your shots, you won't take it. I specialize in rhymes and keep it witty. No wounds up on my back, I play the room for my city. I'm from the gym,
what you rap?
So I'm a rapid, I'm a
rapid
from the gym,
what you rap?
Yeah,
what you
I'm from the gym,
what you rap?
So I'm a rapid, I'm a
rapid
from the gym,
what you rap?
I'm from the gym,
yeah,
rapping from the gym. So I'm a rapid,
what
I'm a
rapid
from the gym,
what you rap?
Yeah, that's right, I'm from the gym,
what you rap?
So I'm a rapid, I'm a
rapid
from the gym,
what you
rapping from the gym?
Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story to God believe the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler, buying himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one too. Trying to hustle up some change to get him a blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave him, it just wasn't enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher and said, "Sir, can you spare me a dime?" And the preacher said, "Son, I'd give you a dollar if you come to my church one time." And the fiend said, "Sir, I would love to go, it's just I don't have no way." But the preacher said, "Son, no problem at all, just tell the reverend where you stay." And he gave him some clothes and he dressed him up, and every Sunday he gave him a ride. And this week he got a dollar, the next he got two, and by the third he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy, he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the hustler was a hustler, he was a real smooth brother, now he getting nothing but dubs. He said, "Preacher man, I just love the fish, let's slip off and run down to the creek." And the preacher said, "You know we got revival now, but we can go for the show next week." And after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher had supplied all of the rods and all of the bait. And no need to question the fiend's money, we all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the rev had the fiend's attention. And he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. The rev said, "Son, I've been down that same road you're on, and I'll do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways." And the fiend said, "Man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the days. This stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back." He said, "Rev, look at here. Have you ever tried crack?" And the preacher man said, "No, but to my God, that is nothing." So the fiend said, "Well, look at here. Let me show you something." He reached down in his pocket, and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, "If God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free." Now the preacher felt intimidated, cause the fiend had called him out. He reached out and grabbed that stem, and he put it in his mouth, and he hit it hard just to show the fiend it did inhale. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, the rev was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing and they was headed home, and the preacher, he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the fiend and said, "I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church?" And the fiend, he said, "Yes, as long as I can get my dub. Who else there at your church is going to show me that kind of love?" And no later that week, the reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, "Man, we got church tonight." He said, "Nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, "Rev, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes.
But the rib said only just want a taste, I want to feel it just one more time. So the fiend hooked him up after he pinched him out, and he pinched him off some crumbs. And just like that, the river shook his head like, boy, you must think I'm dumb. He smoked what he had, and that was that, and pretty soon he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time the reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started scheming. He invited over all his friends. Now the reverend didn't like that the fiend came overhead. Cause it wouldn't be good if the pastor they committed found out. And for months, they did a thing. They just smoked out of style. And until he realized he had a conscience and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough. So he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. And through the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like it started, it had now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rib kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, never again to be trusted, he figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word, and the rib is still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard.
And some began to say the threats, or talk about the threats that were out, or what would happen to me from some of our sick white brothers. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead.
On a cool morning in April, while going through the motions within my chamber of solitude, fasting, praying, practicing stillness, the present climate of your world led me to renunciation. No television, radio, or newspapers. Only uninterrupted focus upon realizing my creator has ordained a purpose for my being cannot be in vain. So I wait on the Lord to handpick me for the accomplishment of a will greater than my own. Vain attempts to live outside the box where many of my kindred rest. In a huddled misery, even now, as I approach the unknown, inner eye on the prize, the dream, the light of awakening to the fire shot up in my bones. I'm rising toward heaven, feels like I'm flying for a second, then warm, leaves over me. Through a field of screams, the sacred name flees from the mouths of everything that breathes. I must be reaching nirvana. The light is fading. The returning darkness has become a palatable life force, responding to my once irrelevant presence as a pulse. My environment has heart and is worthy to be praised for its contributions into the new me. I am chosen. I've been given enough power to rewrite the course of history. I am aimed at a future, moving your world closer to the unity I am. Now resident in the temple of King, on a balcony in the city of eternal beauty, following his majesty into paradise somewhere. It is written, life is a gamble, death is certain. Memories of your gamble play back once the curtain closes, the spotlight dims. None know what they will lead to remembrance. I remember him smiling, not at me, but in my direction. It was the smile of surrender and acceptance in a split second forever that was over before it began within my chamber on the fourth morning in April in the 1968th year since the death of Christ. Another went to the cross, hairs giving me one shot at freedom. I took it and him past the threshold of certainty. Part of me owes him thanks, part owes an apology, but what is a bullet to do when the purpose for which I be leaves me broken, confused, and free from the shell casing of my former self.
Spirit in a man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I got some chills in that last piece. That was by my homie, 13 of Nazareth. He is a famous, very humble spoken word artist, lyricist, hip-hop artist. He's actually an international poet. But that piece right there was so creative to speak from the bullish perspective. Of what it had to do for us to have freedom, and that piece is called Shot at Freedom. So I'm going to end this. And thanks first and foremost to Martin Luther King for all he's done for us and as well. He touched many lives all over the world and still will. And big shout out to 13 and Nazareth, and yesterday was his birthday. So happy birthday, 13 and Nazareth. All right, my fellow Virgo, we're both Virgo. So with that being said, I hope you guys enjoyed the show tonight. I hope you something touched you in a good way, whether it made you laugh, maybe made you cry, or what have you, but it touched you a special way. So with that being said, we do this every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. And y'all know how I end it. Keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming, keep believing. Keep moving. Keep grooving. You're going to hear me with a lot of keep. Keep being the best you know how to be. Keep loving. You know, keep treating yourself right and treating people right. You know, so good things to continue to come back. And just be, you know, the best you know how to be. So with that being said, if just know that I love you. I might not know you, but I love you for who you are. And all that you will be, even if I don't know you, you'll be you. Y'all be blessed. Have a good night. See you next Tuesday.